This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. After 2 months of litigation and court action, the Montana Supreme Court has decided that a constitutional initiative to explicitly protect abortion rights can move forward so that the proposal can be put before voters on the November ballot. The Montana Supreme Court ruling, signed by 6 of the court's 7 justices and written by Justice Ingrid Gustafson, found that the proposal for the Citizen Constitutional Initiative CI-14, submitted last fall by Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana, did not improperly log roll distinct subjects together, and that Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson exceeded his authority by saying that the proposal would confuse voters and conflict with other sections of the Constitution, conclusions that could have blocked the proposal from proceeding. Justice Gustafson said, CI-14 affects a single change to the Montana Constitution on a single subject, the right to make decisions about one's own pregnancy, including the right to abortion. If CI-14 is placed on the ballot, voters may ultimately agree or disagree with the proposed change that CI-14 offers, but they will be able to understand what they are being asked to vote upon, because CI-14 does not affect 2 or more changes that are not substantive and closely related, Gustafson wrote. The justices' 16-page ruling also found that Knudsen was wrong to write a fiscal note to accompany the proposal when the state's Office of Budget and Program Planning found that the initiative would have no fiscal impact. Justice Gustafson wrote, "No fiscal statement by the Attorney General is either warranted or provided for by statute. It was simply another attempt by the Republican AG to prevent the ballot measure regarding the right to abortion to go before voters." The next step for CI-14 is for the campaign backing the initiative, Montanans Securing Reproductive Rights, to finalize ballot language with the Attorney General's office, pass that language through a legislative committee review, and then collect and submit more than 60,000 verified signatures to county election administrators before June 21st. Martha Fuller, CEO of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Montana, said, "We are pleased to see the Montana Supreme Court conclude that not only is the initiative language constitutionally sound, but also that the Attorney General cannot attach a misleading fiscal note when there is no fiscal impact," Fuller said. "We urge the AG to approve the clear, neutral ballot statements with haste to avoid more unnecessary litigation. We will continue to do everything we can to bring ballot issue 14 to Montana voters in November." The strategy of asking voters to decide whether abortion should be legal has been put directly to voters in several states since the U.S. Supreme Court rolled back the longstanding federal right to abortion with the Dobbs decision in 2022. Since then, the right to abortion has been passed by voters through constitutional amendments or ballot proposals in more than 5 states, including Republican-majority South Dakota and Florida, and more states will have the question on this November's ballot. Montana is among the latest states to put the question directly to voters, despite long-standing Montana legal precedent that abortion access is protected under the 1972 Montana Constitution's right to privacy. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.